On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Road Traffic Management Corporation has called on motorists to be more cautious on the roads to help reduce fatalities this festive season. Last night, two people were killed when a car rolled multiple times on the N2 near Chesterville. On Thursday, three people, including a 10-year-old child, were killed in a head-on collision on the N3 in the KZN Midlands. The RTMC's Simon Zwane says drowsiness and distractions behind the wheel contribute to serious collisions.
Physical and mental fatigue can impair reaction times, decision-making and attention-seeking skills for safe driving. Drivers who are physically tired and mentally exhausted may overlook signs, misjudge traffic conditions, or fail to respond to sudden changes in events.
One person has been killed in a shooting in Durban North. Emergency services say they responded to the incident on Riverside Road this morning. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says police were already there when they arrived.
And were directed to a male believed to be in his 30s with multiple gunshot wounds to his body. Paramedics assessed the man, but unfortunately there was nothing paramedics could do for him and he was declared deceased at the scene. At this stage, the events leading up to the shooting is unknown. However, SAPS were in attendance and will be investigating further.
And further afield, Kenyan President William Ruto has promised an end to abductions following the latest spate of disappearances that have been condemned by rights groups. Security forces in the country have been accused of carrying out dozens of illegal detentions since youth-led anti-government demonstrations in June. The latest disappearances have involved young men who have criticized Ruto online, with rights groups dismissing police denials of involvement and calling for action. Speaking to a crowd in Homer Bay yesterday, Ruto said while he's promised to bring an end to the abductions, parents need to take responsibility for their children. And on the weather front back home, there's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms, accompanied by possible damaging winds, excessive lightning, heavy downpours and hail over the northwestern parts of KZN today. Otherwise, cloudy and partly cloudy conditions are expected in the province tomorrow. Durban reaches a high of 27 degrees, Richards Bay and Kokstad 30 degrees, Pietermaritzburg, Ladysmith and Newcastle 32, Margate 28, Moy River and Underberg 29 and 31 for Ulundi. In Durban tomorrow morning, we've got 2 metre high swells at sea with sunrise at 3 minutes to 5. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.